The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi everyone, Kimberly Falker here, the founder and CEO of the Premier Dance Network, the only podcast network dedicated solely to the world of dance. And welcome to the Katherine Morgan Show. But before we get started with today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to share a word from our sponsor. Body Wrappers, Angela Luzio, is happy to be the proud sponsor of the Premier Dance Network. Body Wrappers, Angela Luzio, is known for its fine total stretch tights and Angela Luzio shoes. Tyler Peck, principal dancer with the New York City Ballet, is its spokesperson and designer of Tyler Peck designs for Premier. It takes a dancer who wears a leotard all day to know what is best in a leotard. So Tyler's beautiful original leotard designs fit perfectly, are ideal for class, rehearsal, or performance, and move well with the body won't ride up in the back. Body Wrappers makes additional apparel for all types of dance that includes ballet, jazz, modern, lyrical, hip-hop, tap, team, liturgical, performance wear for competition and recital, as well as Angela Luzio shoes. You may view all the products at www.bodywrappers.com, or to purchase Tyler Peck Designs by Body Wrappers, go to dancewearcorner.com or your favorite online dance apparel retailer for all their products.
Everybody, welcome to episode 50 of the Katherine Morgan Show podcast. I do apologize for no podcast episodes the last couple weeks. I was very ill, traveling. It was nuts. You guys are always so kind to hang in there with me, but I have about 100 million things going on, so sometimes things have to get pushed aside. But here we are. We're back. And today I want to talk about something that will be coming up for most of you guys in the next couple weeks with Nutcracker performances. And then maybe ballet competitions in the spring. And that is, some people really struggle with stage fright and doubting themselves on the stage, particularly in performances and competitions. So that's what we're going to talk about today. If you hear whining in the background, it is my dog Luna. She is not happy that Mama is doing a podcast episode and she is in her crate because she was being too loud. So anyway, the number one thing to remember, and I have said this before on YouTube in a couple different videos, remember, the audience is on your side. Put yourself in their shoes. When you go to a ballet, when you go to a performance, are you sitting there going, I really hope they fall? I really hope they mess up their solo. I really hope the pas de deux has a mishap and they fall out of a lift. No, you're not sitting there hoping they will fail. So remember that. The audience, particularly during Nutcracker, is on your side. You know what I mean? They're not going to be sitting there hoping and watching for every little thing that goes wrong. They want to get their money's worth. They want to be transported to the land of sweets and to be swept away by the ballet. Remember when you were little, the first time you saw Nutcracker, it was like, you know, Sugar Plum Fairy and Clara and flowers and pretty. You're not sitting there going, oh, you know, the lines weren't straight. Oh, not good. She fell out of a turn. You want to be fully entertained. You want to be fully transported to the land of sweets. So remember that. They are on your side. They want to see you do well. Remember, it's something that will help you is that, yes, Nutcracker, every single year, same thing over and over at New York City Ballet, we did 46 performances in a row. The thing that kept me going, the thing that kept it new and fresh, is remembering that there's probably some little child in that audience who it's their very first time seeing it. They've never been to a ballet. Nutcracker tends to be, 9 times out of 10, people's first ballet. It's their very first time. So while it might be my 100th and millionth show, there's some little girl or little boy out in that audience that is just going to be wide-eyed and blown away by it. So do it for them. Don't worry so much about being perfect. Don't worry so much about how flawless your turns are. Remember that kid in the audience. Remember you were that kid at some point. And remember that the audience wants to see a beautiful production. Same thing with ballet competitions. Speaking from the point of view of someone who has judged things before and will continue to do so in the future, more on that later. As a judge, I still want to see you do well. yes, I might be critiquing you and saying, oh, that wasn't good, or oh, we got to work on this. But I want to see a beautiful performance. I don't want to see a dancer come out on stage and have it be terrible. That's not what I want to see. You know what I mean? So I, even as the judge, I am on your side. I want to be blown away. It was like all of my entries for the Katherine Morgan Scholarship this first round. I got excited about them. I'm like, oh, I hope this goes well. I hope each one is amazing. And so many of them were. I'm not sitting there going, oh, no, that's terrible. Oh, I hope, you know, I hope this next one is really bad. You know, I hope this next one is really good. So remember that even in ballet competitions, it's not, they're not sitting there hoping you fail. You know, they're have to have an honest eye and an honest opinion and give you corrections and constructive criticism as your own teachers do in class. But they're not sitting there hoping you fail. So remember that. If you can get your brain wrapped around that, whether it's for a performance, whether it's for Nutcracker or ballet competition, anytime you're on stage, it will really, really help you. And then you'll learn to trust yourself on the stage. That was one of the things that I could do really well. I was not really so much a class dancer. I did far better in the performances, probably because I trusted myself on the stage. And I trusted my technique. I trusted my training. I knew how to fill out music no matter what the tempo was. I really believed in myself on the stage, for whatever reason, not so much in class, but on the stage, I really was fully, just had a good mental space about my dancing. Because remember, to me, performances are easier because they're not 45 people sitting on the front of the stage with their little notepads and, you know, oh no, it's good. And you're, and then you get corrections after the rehearsal and, you know, the director might be standing in the corner. When you're on stage, you can't see anybody. They might be in the audience, but they can't say anything to you. You know what I mean? Performance is the time to really enjoy it. You've done all your rehearsals. You've done all your classes. So trust that process and enjoy the performance. Don't worry so much about being perfect. Because let me tell you, it's not going to be. You're never going to give a perfect performance. That's something I've said a million times before as well. And you need to learn how, if something does go wrong, move past it. I see so many dancers who, you know, within the first minute or two, something isn't exactly perfect. It gets in their head and the rest of the piece or the rest of the solo or variation or whatnot, it just goes down the tubes because they can't get past that mistake. I have had partners like that too. We'd be doing a full length and something go wrong and I'd see them getting in their head and I would literally have to silently talk them out of it on stage. It's all right. Keep going. It's great. Move past it. You know. Because you can't let one little thing ruin your performance because it's never going to be perfect, especially at ballet competitions when you're going for prizes. You know, nobody ever is going to give a perfect performance. So whatever goes wrong, own it. You know what I mean? Oh, I meant to do that and move past it. So the rest of it can be beautiful. Finish well and nobody will remember the mistake. And nine times out of 10, particularly in Nutcracker, those people don't have a clue. You know what I mean? They don't know a pirouette from a tendu. They don't know if something goes wrong, especially if it's a solo, guys. If you mess up in a solo, who cares? You know, there's nobody else out there with you, so maybe you meant to do that. And then if something goes wrong in Snow or Flowers or one of the core dances, just keep going. Don't worry about it. Don't let it get in your head and ruin the rest of the performance because, honestly, they are not going to know. 90% of the audience has no clue. It's like when you watch like another sport or another art that you don't know about, you know, you're not trained in, you don't know when they mess up unless it's really blatantly obvious, like if it's figure skating and they fall. But even then, you know, if something doesn't go exactly right, the untrained eye, you don't know. You just want to enjoy a nice performance. So they don't have a clue. So remember that as well. They just want to be entertained. They want to be transported and they really have no idea if you mess up or not. So don't let it read on your face. You know what I mean? Don't all of a sudden like, oh, I messed up. And then they're going to know. Hide it. You know what I mean? Don't let them know. It's your little secret. So that's the biggest thing I can tell you about stage fright, guys, is that really, honestly, dancing, and this is something I say all the time too, is 90% mental. So once you can get past your mental blocks and really enjoy yourself on stage, it is the best feeling in the world. Even if something goes wrong, it doesn't matter. It's live theater. It's not film and television where you can do, all right, we're going to do another take. It's live theater. Things go wrong. It's okay. You know, that's the beauty of watching something live, is that anything can happen. So learn to trust yourself. Know that the audience is on your side. Know that they want to see a beautiful performance. And your teachers do too. You know, as a teacher and someone who has set things and watched the performance, I'm not hoping my students do badly. I want them to blow the audience away. So even your teachers are on your side. They only give you criticism and corrections to help you out, to make your life easier, because they care about you. So, you know, the director of a ballet company, he wants to see his company do well. He doesn't want to sit there and go, you know what, I hope this goes really badly because that'll be great for my ticket sales. You know what I mean? So just remember that. Learn to trust yourself and enjoy the process. And guys, the biggest thing about Nutcracker, please remember that it's going to be some little kid's first time. So even if it's your 14th year doing this, try to find that magic for that little kid. So this week's video on YouTube was my holiday gift guide. I will link it on the show notes page. But if you missed it, I now have a line of t-shirts out, available exclusively through Dancewear Corner. Those of you who enjoy my commentary videos, I say little quotes that you guys have found really funny. And so now we are putting them on t-shirts. So there are two available now. One is the "Where did she go?" quote, which is the most popular one. Every man in ballet wandering around going, "Where did she go?" You know, looking forlorn. And then the other one, perfect for the holiday season, is my Clara quote, which is "an old man doll, just what I've always wanted." So anyway, if you've seen my commentary videos, you will get those quotes. They are now on t-shirts. I will link those on the show notes page for all of us to be in the funny quote club. You can follow me on YouTube or Facebook. Just type in Catherine Morgan and I should pop right up. You can also follow me on Instagram at Catherine_Morgan and on Twitter and Snapchat at Catherine_E. Morgan. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next time.